Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying the church, teachings on the body of Christ. In this session, we'll be looking at Acts chapter 5, verses 12 to 16. The church lights the world. Philippians 4:8 reads like this. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Listen, attract others by saying good things about your church. Do you hear me? Attract others by saying good things about your church. Acts chapter 5, verse 12 down to verse 16. And through the hands of the apostles, many signs and wonders were done among the people. And they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. Yet none of the rest dared join them. But the people esteemed them highly. And believers were increasingly added to the Lord, multitudes of both men and women, so that they brought the sick out into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might fall on some of them. Also, a multitude gathered from the surrounding cities to Jerusalem, bringing sick people and those who were tormented with unclean spirits, and they were all healed. While not compromising what you believe, you should be well thought of in the community. What is the magnetic pull of your church? How could you capture the heart of your community? Verse 13 is a message encouraging self-examination. The church you long for is a church which captures its community. Look at Matthew 5, verse 13, down to verse 16. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. We're called to be salt and light to others. A little of each goes a long way. The purpose of light is to draw others to God, but salt can lose its saltiness. And light can be hidden. Look at Acts chapter 9, verse 36 down to verse 43. At Joppa, there was a certain disciple named Tabitha, which is translated Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and charitable deeds, which she did. But it happened in those days that she became sick and died. When they had washed her, they laid her in an upper room. And since Lydda was near Joppa, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, they sent two men to him, imploring him not to delay in coming to them. And then Peter arose and went with them. When he had come, they brought him to the upper room, and all the widows stood by him weeping, showing tunics and garments which Dorcas had made while she was with them. But Peter put them all out and knelt down and prayed. And turning to the body, he said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes. And when she saw Peter, she sat up. Then he gave her his hand and lifted her up. And when he had called the saints and widows, he presented her alive. And it became known throughout all Joppa, and many believed on the Lord. So it was that he stayed many days in Joppa, with Simon the tanner. How well do you spread the news of good things God is working in your church? What might people point out that you did for the community when you die? In what ways can you reach out to the community with the gospel? Again, Matthew 5, verse 16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. The hearts of our community can be won. How should the world view Christians? Philippians chapter 2, verse 12 to verse 18. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. Do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life, so that you may rejoice, so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain or labored in vain. Yes, and if I am being poured out as a drink offering on the sacrifice and service of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all. For the same reason, you also be glad and rejoice with me. So how do we shine as lights in the world? The world today is crooked and perverse. Do you think the community respects your church as a model of sincerity which holds out the word of life? What have you personally contributed to the image of your church in the community? Have you lifted it up? Or have you torn it down? Think about it. How do you present your church in your community, in your family, in your home, among your friends? Jesus asked for a drink of water from the Samaritan woman at the well in John chapter 4. What was the result of that encounter? Well, look at John chapter 4, verse 39 down to verse 42. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed in him because of the word of the woman who testified, he told me all that I ever did. So when the Samaritans had come to him, they urged him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own word. The power of witnessing to only one multiplied, catching one and affecting many others by it. Jesus captured the hearts of that woman's community. God is looking for people who believe that a humble demonstration of love plants a seed of eternity in the hearts of others, which will blossom into faith in Jesus Christ one day. John chapter 4, verse 34 to verse 38. Jesus said to them, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Do you not say, there are still 4 months and then comes the harvest? Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are already white for harvest. And he who reaps receives wages and gathers fruit for eternal life, that both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. For in this the saying is true, one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap that for which you have not labored. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labors. Then they said to the woman, Now we believe, not because of what you said, for we ourselves have heard him, and we know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Jesus gave us the Great Commission, and he has not rescinded it since then or deemed it inactive. Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20, and Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. And Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. You have a great day.